NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Second game on Friday is the Cowboys versus the aforementioned Melbourne Storm. So we're looking at the Cows. This game, of course, up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Javid Bowen is out for the year with an ACL. Murray Taulagi comes in. And Kane Bradley makes his debut, former West Tigers player. Hylam Luki comes off his little rest for a suspension. For the Storm, there's some interesting one. Ryan Papenhuyzen named on the bench. So that's coming back from that concussion in Magic Round. Josh Adokar, Christian Welsh are back. Nelson Asper, Solomone Amona returns from suspension. Dale Finucane is out, hasn't been named. He's getting a rest. Cam Munster getting a rest. And Felice Kaufusi all getting a rest as well. So there's some significant changes to this one. But what we have seen throughout the course of this year, Tristan, is that if anyone can cover it, the Storm can.
Oh, they're just an amazing outfit. Like, to be covering these spreads with absolute ease the way they have been, with a lot of players in and out. Like, you know, Ryan Papenhuyzen being one of the most impressive players at the start of the year, and he's missed most of these games recently. And they've just been dominant in virtually every game they play. They just don't take a backward step. And you see something similar again here. The Cowboys' defence when they're under pressure is just very ordinary at the moment. And the head-to-head betting's $1.06 Melbourne, $10 the Cowboys. The line opened at 25.5. It's out to 26.5, even with a number of these Storm players missing. And the total points, 52 flat, over 185, under 195. Yeah, it's a scary proposition for the Cowboys. Obviously, back at home is some benefit, but you just can't see them competing with the Storm unless everything went their way.
My expectation is that Jerome Hughes will also be rested. So I'd expect that Hughes will be rested. Nico Hines will go to 7. Papenhuyzen will start at 1. That's what I'm working around at the moment. And I think what Bellamy's doing is they'll win here and name whatever margin you wish, and I'll touch on that in a moment. But in the weeks to come, they then have Penrith next week, then the Eagles the week after. And I think off the back of Origin, Bellamy's choosing to give a few guys a key rest, bring Papenhuyzen back here, give him a good 60 to 70 minutes against a weak opponent, get some match fitness into them, and then go back into fifth gear and full tilt next week against the Panthers. The Storm's record, we just keep touching on it. They've now topped 40-point margins in 12 games so far this season, which is a new record for NRL. Won their last 14 straight, 13 of those by 16-plus. Now, they're winning 13 of their last 14 by 16-plus, and they're playing the weakest defensive opposition in the competition at the present moment, and the line's only 26.5. I mean, I think it's missing a 3 or a 4 in front of the 6. The Cowboys' defence is just atrocious. You watched that game again last week, and I've touched on it for weeks. Their right edge, you could drive a semi-trailer down there and hit nobody. Their left edge is not much better. And then back through the middle, once they're under a bit of pressure, they just completely compound. They're lucky they're at home. Maybe that helps them a little bit and takes 10 points off the result. But I just think, how far the Storm, best of the week, minus 26.5, probably only covers the first half.
Can you explain the and it was, look, there was a number of players, but the real shock and devastation around the loss to the Roosters last week in that Cowboys dressing shed. Tommy Gilbert was visibly upset with that. Do we have any explanation around that? I know you've got some good contacts up there, Jared.
No, I think it's just a compounding of disappointment over many weeks. Yeah, they've lost their last 5 straight. They're leaking points at will. And I can't see any improvement structurally or technically in what they're doing in defence.
Mm. Who has the remit up there? Is it Dean Young, Steve Georgalis on defence?
I think Young.
Yeah. I think Georgalis is the attack coach. So, yeah, that's interesting.
They need Bellamy to hang around for a couple of weeks after this game and...
Greg yet to announce what he's doing next year. All these players are re-signing with the Melbourne Storm, but we're yet to determine what Greg is doing.
He's not going anywhere.
Of course not. You've got the sense it might be a multi-year deal associated with that one, which will probably shock most people.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.